American Factory, What Chinese See When They Watch China Go to Ohio, by Viola Chow. For American audiences, the Netflix documentary American Factory reveals the life of U.S. workers on Chinese-owned production lines. But for Chinese audiences, the film serves as a reminder of the human costs behind China's rise as a manufacturing superpower. The film, backed by Barack and Michelle Obama's new production company, documents how Chinese auto glass company Fuyao built a factory near Dayton, Ohio, where thousands of workers were laid off when General Motors closed its plant in the Rust Belt a decade ago. Fuyao brought not only new jobs to Ohio, but also the high expectations and harsh management that are customary in factories across China. It most notably spent more than $1 million to put down a unionizing campaign. The film has generated strong interest in China since it premiered on Netflix last week. While Netflix is not available in mainland China, pirated and Chinese subtitled copies have been widely circulated. Many Chinese viewers took to social media to express their fascination with the sharp contrast between Fuyao's factories in America and China. The Ohio employees worked 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Some made enough to rent their own apartments. They complained about the low wages and safety hazards, despite the difficulty of finding other factory jobs. In the southeastern Chinese city of Fuqing, however, migrant workers lived in dormitories, worked 12-hour shifts, and went home once or twice a year. They chanted slogans every morning, pledging to work hard. They picked up shattered glass with minimal protection. The contrast has led to a wave of reflections on the life of blue-collar workers in China, as well as a heated debate over whether China's economic success has justified their ordeal or not. Some regard the film as a poignant criticism of China's labor abuse, which includes harsh working conditions, a workplace culture that encourages self-sacrifice, and state crackdowns on independent unions. Who doesn't know China's efficiency comes from stripping low-class workers of their health, safety, and dignity? Read the top-voted comment on review site Douban. Chinese people have given Americans a lesson on what capitalism is like, said a Weibo comment. But others say the film demonstrates the superiority of China's culture and political system. Without the harsh factory work, the country would not have achieved rapid development as a whole. They have defended entrepreneurs like Fuyao's billionaire chairman, Sal DeWong, a household name dubbed the King of Glass in China, for creating jobs and lifting people out of poverty. American Factory is also the first release of the Obama's production company, Higher Ground, which partnered with Netflix. In an interview with the Los Angeles Times, director Stephen Bogner and Julia Reichert said they wanted to spark a conversation about how the working class, both in China and America, were being affected by the forces of globalization and automation. The film was also made at a time when the governments in both countries are trying to revamp the manufacturing industries. While Beijing wants to reduce China's reliance on cheap labor by developing high-tech sectors, the Trump administration has vowed to create more factory jobs in America. But, as shown in Fuyao's story, the jobs companies are now willing to offer may not be what the workers wanted.